Tengo.
Give me a second, let me air it out. Click, clack, bang, I'ma clear it out. Givenchy, I'ma wear it out. Phone can't ping, don't compare my route. And call me the GOAT. Price going up, better have my quote. I should be celebrated, let me grab my float. And I stay getting brain from a misty throat. Now, Barberini, fettuccine on my plate for dinner. Niggas can't see me, I'm Houdini, and it's just a glimmer of what I have in store. Furthermore, ain't no beginner. Who's the dopest of them all? Let me ask my mirror. Big ego, my ancestors so regal. Rooting for all my people. They try to oppress, but we thread the needle. This a redo. Navigation on a clear view. Stop killing each other, we the same hue. From the same blocks, nigga, from the same stoops. Let me pick up with a flow that can hold you like stick ups. Beep, beep. A small setback, a hiccup. But now I'm back like a season. Summer with the heat, heat, heat. 2020 full of new growth. Stay packed with a new flow. 80s other niggas, you know. They never leave a block and I'm flying out of Heathrow. Oh, here he go. On top like a CEO. Danger, call it Mr. Co. And different folks. Don't wanna see you moving up different strokes. Am I visible? Better than any, mini, miny, mo? Here for the gold, C-3PO. Ghost gave me the beat just to hear me gloat. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Let me get back to it, right back to it. Came out the flames, going right back through it. Bet this a bop soon as I debut it. Never will I stop, nigga, thought you knew it. If you left my side, you blew it. If you counted me out, you stupid. Clarity, nigga, no confusion. Get back, cause the heat I'm brewing is a, Hadouken. Wait till you hear this whole new shit. Just reloaded my new clip. Filling this bias, this a pulpit. Church, Sunday service. Can't judge a book by what's on its surface. I'm so quiet, I should make you nervous. Send out a PSA, nigga, this here's urgent. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
This thing on?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, was good, was good.
Yeah.
With the two R's today.
Oh my goodness.
We had Hollywood and Friends, Judy Blue. Welcome back.
Yes. Thank you.
How you feeling? How you feeling?
On this Sunday. Good.
Feeling good.
I'm feeling blessed.
Blessed and highly favored.
Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
On this Sunday. How you feeling? I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Oh, I can't hear the I'm feeling good. It's November 13th. Halloween is over. Thanksgiving is next in 2 weeks.
Who cares about Thanksgiving?
I was just about to ask you if you got any plans. You're saying you don't care.
No, the reason why is because it's like I'm doing all the work. So it's like, why?
Wait, so you're going to be the one cooking?
No, I always, this year I'm taking a break.
I'm about to
say, because I always say that every year, but this year I'm dead ass taking a break.
Are you going to stay in where you are? Are you going to be in New York or are you going to be in Georgia?
I still don't know.
No, not yet. Honestly, I don't know yet either. I'm debating whether I'm going to be in New York or be here in Cali.
I definitely don't want to cook. I think if I go to Georgia, I'm going to cook, but right, there's not going to really be too many people that's going to come over. And if, I stay out here, I'm just going to somebody else. Like, I don't really need to eat a lot. Like, I don't need to, I don't care. And then we're at a point in our life where, like, are we really eating from everyone's homes like this? Like, back in the days?
I know some people that do.
Not me.
People send that text message out the day before, like, yo, I'm coming through. Save me a plate. Wrap me up a plate. A lot of that is
still
happening.
I guess it's because they trust them enough.
Yeah.
So, you know, eat from them. But, you know, I'm not just going over to my coworker's crib to eat. No, I'm not doing that.
Right.
So if I know you got good food, 9 out of 10, I'm a BBF.
10 times out of 9, I'm in. Nah, that reminded me of this video I just seen. It was a lady, and she was a little on the heavier side, and she had this big ass plate of like spaghetti and biscuits. She was like, "This is a large portion. I'm probably not even gonna eat all this." And they put the little dog face in there, like giving her the side eye.
Like,
hilarious.
What about the lady who bought mad food and was like, "Oh damn, I forgot the salad.
I forgot to order a salad."
Wait, what?
It's hilarious. But I mean, Thanksgiving is that time. We outside, so people gonna be moving around for sure. We'll see where we end up at. But what I am gonna do for the first time, I think is the first time that I haven't been a part of, is a Friendsgiving. Have you ever done Friendsgiving?
I'm not doing that.
Friendsgiving, if for those who don't know, is where a bunch of friends come together and they all cook, maybe each person to bring a dish. And it's usually done before Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving is supposed to be the family time. So you give your friends the week before. Even though I seen somebody just had one like yesterday, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, someone definitely had one yesterday.
Like, y'all early. Okay. But yeah, I'm gonna take part in one of those next weekend.
So, okay, that sounds fun.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
I hope you trust them enough.
I mean, one person I know for a fact knows what he's doing. So that one person, I think he might be the main person cooking too, which is a plus. But yeah, I'm definitely not one of them that's eating off everybody.
If it was like me, you, you know, our other friends, that we're close to, and we know the cleanliness of them, you know, like that, like I would definitely do it. But if I've never been to your house, I don't know.
Right. We got to do that one year.
I get shocked every day.
Shit. Way this internet is set up, you really see the way people be cooking and living. And it's like, you don't know what's going on in that kitchen before you ring that doorbell.
And people were mad. Animals.
Yikes.
No.
Animals
is a lot. Like, I don't know if they letting them lick the spoons.
Right.
I don't know. Like,
In the kitchen, on the counter.
Right.
Yeah. So, watch that.
Right. Drooling. I don't know.
Yeah, so, let me let the people know what we're going to be talking about for the day. What's hot in these blogs? Kyrie Irving, we know what happened with him with a post that he posted, and a lot of people deemed it to be anti-Semitic, and so he's getting that
backlash.
Yeah, heavy. He's suspended and definitely is a lot of things. But what we're talking about today, is reported that the Nets, the team he plays for, put out a list of things that Kyrie Irving must do before he could come back and play on the team.
Well, who said I want to come back and play? After that, right?
Right. We're going to run through the list of what they want him to do and talk about how we feel about it. Also, Vogue has filed the lawsuit against Drake and 21 Savage for putting out a fake Vogue cover.
Mm.
And Vogue feels they're misleading the people to think that they're endorsing that album that we spoke about last week, where he's dissing.
Okay, that makes sense. Stuff,
you know, yeah.
That
so
makes sense.
They like,
ah.
Adidas will continue to sell Ye's designs, but without the Yeezy name. We're going to talk about it. Chris Rock's becoming the first comedian to perform live on Netflix. Jerry Springer is apologizing. Don't get the Jerry Springer show had us in the chokehold. Am I wrong? Am I right? Or am I right?
You.
Oh, it's just me now.
You. That shit used to be cut in class to watch that shit.
We're gonna talk about why Jerry Springer is apologizing. He's basically saying he ruined the culture of talk TV. And the midterm elections happen, and a lot of people are upset. Well, we all right over here, but yeah, who's controlling the House and the Senate? And What blows mine a little bit later. This is Hollywood and Friends at our new time, 6 p.m. Make sure you follow us, by the way, on social media at I Am Hollywood, at Judy.blu, and at Hampton Blue Network, all on Instagram. BLU is how you spell blue. But let's kick it off with the question of the day. You know what it is?
Absolutely not.
You sound like me.
No, I know what it is, but that's my answer.
Oh, okay, okay. I was gonna tell you to say it, but I got it. Hold on. It is, could you be in a relationship with someone who checks your phone? That's today's question of the day.
Absolutely not.
And you say absolutely not.
I mean, you know what? To be honest, if I'm in a relationship, I'm not going to do anything wrong. So if you want to check it, you could check it.
But, okay, okay.
But I wouldn't, yeah, because I wouldn't do anything. If I feel like this person is important enough for me to be in a relationship with them and respect them, why would I do anything? So I have nothing to hide. Now, if we just talking, that's different. But a relationship, no, because things are serious. So yeah, I would let you do it because I ain't doing shit.
My thing is, why are you checking my phone? And for that reason, I'm out. I don't know if you ever watched Shark Tank, but that's so how they back out of the deal.
Like, I don't look at it like that. Like, I'm not looking at the question like that, though. I'm looking at the question at, like, if they just wanted to look through it, like,
I think that's the angle, though. Like,
could you be because you don't trust
someone
me?
Who checks your phone. Like, why are you checking
my phone?
Because
you don't trust me.
Because why else is a person checking your phone?
No, because they maybe somebody calls and they answered, or they like,
that's different. That's a lot different, and I don't think that's what we're talking about here. I don't think that's it. But,
well, if that's the case.
Yeah, we're talking about they're having, I'm assuming, trust issues, and they're checking your phone. You're probably in the shower, showering, and they're going through your text thread. And
this happened to me. I think that's a sick fucking disease. It's happened to me.
Yeah, so.
Let me tell you, I done woke up, you know, he went through my phone. I woke up all on him the next day, holding him and cutting him and shit, talking. All the while in his mind, he like, this bitch. I mean, he done packed his suitcase and left.
Damn.
We call him Suitcase now. Me and my friends, and they asked about him, they'd be like, what's up with Suitcase?
Yikes.
But he saw some stuff that he wasn't supposed to see, but I wasn't cheating on him. It was just some of my male friends were saying stuff, but they wasn't like insinuating that we was doing stuff. They was just like flirting or saying some shit. And he just was just like, I knew you was too good to be true.
Yikes. See, you go searching, you're going to find what you're looking for.
Anyway, yeah, we got back together. I'm going to say this because it's the question of the day. Mm-hmm. So we got back together. We actually stayed together for years after that, for like a couple of years. And I did the same thing to him.
You went in his phone while he was in the shower.
I'm never ever doing that shit again in my life.
Damn, you found something you that bad.
You hurt. So now I'm going through his phone and I'm seeing these crazy pictures like of girls, and I saw him having sex with somebody. He had dick pics in his phone, but I think that came from a group chat. But at the time, I didn't want to believe it. So I was like, you gay.
Wait, other people's
dicks? Yeah, you know how it should be saving when you're in the group and say it automatically saved to your phone. But at the time, I didn't want to believe that. So I was like, you gay, whatever. I mean, I think there's something wrong with being gay, but you should have erased it anyway, like at the end of the day, right? Overall. So yeah, I'm never doing that again. Never doing that again. You get what you're looking for. You damn right, you get what you're looking for. Plus.
And some.
But yeah. We did it to each other. It's a sick disease. I will never ever do that again. Ever.
Yeah, so that's different. So I like I wouldn't mind sharing my password with my person if I with somebody, and all that for like the sake of looking there and or I don't know, tell me who called.
Like
or,
we do with our friends. Yeah. Like we'll tell our friends our code so fast. Like, oh, what's your code? Bitch, it's 12345. Yeah, your man be like, what's your code? Be like, for what?
Like, whether it's to like go in there to get a picture, to take a picture, to whatever. I don't mind sharing my code with you because I don't have nothing to hide. But when it comes to you like snooping while I'm in the shower, that's a little different. So to answer the question of the day, I could not be with somebody who did that because I wouldn't do it. And if you get the inclination that, you know, they might be doing something, I would say ask them about it. Like, I don't know. That's just me, though. But I'm going to read some responses from the internets. Dr. Karen said they'd be bored fast. The laughing emoji. Like, basically, that shit is dry as fuck. Bissy said no. Conquista said yes, which I kind of want this person to elaborate because
what?
The person who said yes, they could be in a relationship with someone who checks their phone.
Why? Elaborate. That's the answer. Yes. Yeah, I mean, gotta elaborate.
I just want to know if they're looking at it from the same angle I'm looking at it from. Because that screams toxic to me. I think.
Like you want them to find.
Yeah.
Something. But you know what's so funny that we talking about this? A few weeks ago, Bobby Light, he has a Looking for Love type show on his Zeus. And he wanted to go through all the guys' phones. Some of them let him and some of them didn't. And some of them gave them a phone that wasn't even charged. But it's funny because like there's people out here who really want to fucking torture themselves like that.
Yeah. And I don't know, that's that dumb people in that case who didn't want him to do that, because this is a reality TV show, so for those who didn't want him to do that, they had some shit in there they wanted to keep quiet.
Oh baby, they had some shit in there.
They had some stuff in that. Because that's not even your man, you know, you're not even with this person and you like, nah. And it's for a reality TV show. So yeah, they had some shit in there. They're like, nah, this cannot get out.
And then he had this big guy. He was like, yeah, I saw you sucking.
What?
Yeah. It was crazy.
That show
was hilarious.
I could imagine. It's like, I see so clips hilarious. on Instagram, and my first thought is they put anything on TV. Mm-hmm. But
anyway, back
that's
back
neither here nor there, right? We digress. Right. Those are those responses. I'm gonna see if we got any more. We'll read them throughout the show, but let's get into what's hot in these blogs. First things first, Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
That part. Dummies, Playboy bunnies, those wanting money. So Kyrie, he posted something in his Instagram stories. It was a documentary. I don't remember the title or anything, but a lot of people deemed it to be anti-Semitic based on what was in it. So Kyrie initially was like standing his ground, like, you know, I'm not anti-Semitic. I just shared this, you know, it's nothing to do with me, blah, blah, blah. And then the backlash began.
And oh God, what's the backlash?
It was along the lines of Kanye, like losing endorsements. Nike said, they pulled back. He was suspended from the team, from playing. It was supposed to be 5 games, which yesterday was the 5th game. But they said that he's sitting out tonight's game as well. And it turns out it's an indefinite suspension.
What?
Because they have a list of things that they want Kyrie to complete in order to be reinstated to the team. So I'm going to go through them.
And what did he say?
It seems as if he's working on this list. I already know.
No. For a fact,
I already know he met with the owner, which is one of the things on the list. He issued an apology, which is another thing on the list. So it seems like he's working on this list. But I'm going to tell you everything that they want this man to do. So issue an apology first. In this apology, he's supposed to condemn the quote-unquote harmful and false content and make clear that he does not have anti-Jewish beliefs. That's one thing. The next thing he's supposed to do is complete the anti-hate causes that him, the Nets, and the Anti-Defamation League agreed upon in their joint release on November 2nd. I don't know what that anti-hate causes thing is. Including a $500,000 donation towards causes and organizations that work to eradicate hate and intolerance in communities. And I already know he donated, so that's another thing he did off the list. He's supposed to complete sensitivity training. This training is created by the Nets. He's supposed to
complete. He's doing it.
Yeah, he's supposed to complete anti-Semitic / anti-hate training. Wait, so what's the difference between sensitivity training and anti-Semitic / anti-hate training? I don't know. Another thing, meet with representatives from the Anti-Defamation League, as well as Jewish community leaders in Brooklyn. And after completing all of those, he's supposed to meet with the owner, Joe Tsai, and
do what? Get this.
This is the most, what I feel is the most sort of like degrading
of it all.
He's supposed to demonstrate the lessons learned and to show he understands the gravity of the harm caused in this situation and provide assurances that this type of behavior will not be repeated. What in the 5-year-old? All right, so what do you think about
that's
this?
Crazy.
List?
I think that's so degrading, and I'm so shocked that he would do it. How old is he?
Kyrie, I'm not sure, but let's ask our friend Google.
And how good of a player is he?
I mean, he's pretty good, I'm guessing. You know, I don't watch basketball that much. But yeah, Kyrie is 30 years old.
Okay.
He's definitely an asset, to say the least. A lot of players are speaking out on his behalf and feeling like he should still be able to play. You was talking to me.
What did you say?
Oh, yeah. I said a lot of players are speaking out on his behalf, you know, saying that they feel he should be playing. And a lot of them don't. Or know for sure they feel in their hearts that he's not anti-Semitic, something he said himself, you know. So he's clearly an asset to the team. A lot of people are comparing what the Nets is doing to Kyrie to this, what they call buck breaking. I don't know if you ever heard this
What's
term
that?
Before, but in
no.
slavery times, buck breaking was when the masses or whoever would publicly punish the male slave. And this was typically like the most strongest, biggest, like he's usually the one that was like rebellious in a sense. And they would publicly do things that were so degrading. And I'm talking about like rape, that bad, like beat, rape,
what?
Humiliate, to the highest extent, and they would do this in front of everybody, and it was called buck breaking. It was basically a form to get this person to get in line and make sure nobody else do what this person did ever again. I can't say I disagree with And I feel like it is along the lines of they're making an example.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They're making an example. And it's like, y'all act like this was his documentary. I mean, granted, he shared it. If you feel he was wrong for sharing it or whatever, y'all act like this man wrote this out.
You feel like he was wrong for sharing it? Directed it.
I don't know what it is. You feel like he was wrong for sharing it? Honestly, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but just speaking from a social media aspect, I can't say he was wrong for sharing it, because sometimes you get a little preview of things,
right?
And then you share it. Not everybody do their due diligence. So, you know, he probably just shared it without the full aspect of it.
Right.
But I definitely don't think it warrants this much. Like, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. A listener said they are called million-dollar slaves for a reason. That
That's
part.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's like, and I feel the same way about now with Ye. And I already told
you
before.
You think he would bow down like that? No.
No. To be clear, I already expressed on this show weeks ago how I'm practically done with like supporting, mainly because of that the t-shirt that Ye put out, how I felt about mm-hmm. that. I felt that was like a super disrespectful and a slap and all that. So I feel like doing the same thing for Kyrie, because at some point it becomes overkill. Would you say?
I think that's a lot of stuff that he got to do just to get back, just for posting a movie.
Yeah. And it's like we get it, and I could only wish we as a community had this same energy when people disrespect us. I could only wish we had this same type of energy, but.
Right. Because it was all right when he was talking all that Black people stuff, but now
right,
the auto, so yeah, cross
yeah.
the line.
You crossed that line. Cross
the line.
But it's like, you know, you want someone to show that I don't feel this way about y'all. I know how harmful these views may be. You know, I get it. So you know, you let him make his apology, even make his donation. You know, meet with the leaders. I get that, mm-hmm. but it got to stop somewhere. The buck got to stop somewhere. It's like y'all right. ringing this man, ringing him out. That's when it becomes a issue for me, and where I agree that is a form of buck breaking. And
it is
making an example out of him.
It is, and they're just making an example out of him in today's time. And do you think that anybody else would get penalized like that, like a white player? Or, you know, do you think that they would get that same wrath?
It's questionable, given the history of this country. Maybe not. I'm going to just say maybe not.
Right.
And that's just based off history and facts. It is what it is. Right. Maybe not. They might not get that same. That story probably would have disappeared and nobody would have even commented. In 24 hours, it would have been up and gone, likely.
Right. I don't know, but that's crazy. That's crazy.
So someone pointed out that Mel Gibson,
I didn't think he was going to do it,
faced backlash. He's not an athlete, but he faced backlash for some anti-Semitic statements he made in the past. I need to see what these statements were.
Oh, when he did that Jesus movie around that time? Was it around that time?
I have no idea. Yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious to know.
And how long was he canceled for, though?
Kyrie or Mel?
No, Mel Gibson.
I'm not sure. That's something we could figure out. but it's crazy. It's a lot of hate going on. We get a lot of it as Black people.
And they
nobody ain't attending no anti-Black seminars.
Right.
But we'll see how this plays out. Kyrie's on the bench again tonight. He's clearly working on this list. We'll see.
I'm so surprised. Like, I thought he was going to say, like, I fought him. No.
He did. He was on that. He had that energy early on.
Oh, okay.
Once he was suspended, then he started, you know, singing a different tune. But, yeah. It's one last thing I'm going to say on this before we move on. It's just crazy that the owner, Joe Tsai, the owner of the Nets, as well as, what's this guy named? The commissioner of the NBA. They both say they met with him and they both don't believe he has these views, but he still got to go through this whole list of things.
Wow.
Adam Silver, I think is his name.
For faith.
Yeah, I guess.
So basically they just saying like, all right, we know that you don't have these types of views, but to save face, you're going to have to do this.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, super crazy. Some people, I know I said that was the last thing I was going to say in this, but this is the last thing. Some people are actually calling for a boycott of the NBA. What do you think about that? Being on Kyrie's side, like, yo, nah, we're not watching. What you think?
I think that would be dope, but how serious is it going to be if, you know, somewhere down the line, everybody just forgets about it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People, like, you know, when they are upset about something, they tend to, you know, the outrage, and they want to protest, and they want to, you know, cancel, and they want to boycott. And then when you get to it, down to it, 2 weeks later, it's like it never even happened. That next month is like, oh, yeah, remember when? It's already a memory. So how long is it going to last? How serious is it? Are they going to take it?
Right. And what I say to that is unfortunately, I don't think it would be able to happen because we can't band together long enough to even.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Like, what happened with the NFL, right? With Kaepernick.
Right,
like,
exactly. I was about to say that.
It was like.
Exactly.
Well, that ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm watching my football.
Right.
I'm having my Sunday night.
Like, I'm having my Super Bowl Sunday party.
And that was at the height of it. Before Jay-Z even joined the league and stuff. Like.
Right.
In them offices. People was. We couldn't even agree to have cap side on that. And I think Black people probably more into the NBA than they are into the NFL.
Mm.
It might edge it just a little bit. I mean, so they definitely ain't stopping them games.
No, they not. They probably like one monkey don't stop the show. Literally said that because that's how messed up they are.
Dang.
So.
We'll see what happens. We'll see how this plays out. But let's move on to what we're talking about. Vogue suing your boy Drake and 21 Savage. So when this album was about to come out, Drake posted on social media a post. It was a Vogue cover. Well, look, they edited it to look like a bunch of Vogue covers on like a table. And the caption said, Where is it? All right. The caption said, me and my brother on newsstands tomorrow. Thanks, Vogue magazine and Anna Wintour for the love and support on this historic moment.
What?
November 4th. Yep. Vogue said, chill. And they went as far as to file a lawsuit against Drake and 21. A $4 million lawsuit.
Like, who comes up with the numbers? Like, I just want to know.
Right?
The lawyer's like, you can get $4 million for that.
Doing the calculations.
Right.
I feel you. Yeah.
Like, who really comes up with these numbers? Is that the, like,
the going
max
rate
that they can get? Right. The standard, the max, like what? Insurance, you know, is that the max with the insurance for the LLC? Who knows?
The album's called Her Loss, apparently their loss, because a judge is siding, at least temporarily. He issued a restraining order to shut down all current and future use of this fake cover. Wow, so it looked crazy. Like, it looked like they actually printed up some copies as promo as well.
Oh, you lying.
Holding a physical copy of this fake bowl cover.
Why would they do that? First of all, where is the team at? What is going on? Where's the team?
They thought it would be a good marketing strategy.
Yeah, but talk to Vogue. Like, go to Inner. Like, why would you just do it on your own? You know that's trademark.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're gonna have to come to some type of agreement or something.
And Anna probably feels is like not degrading, but like, what's the word? Like taking away, watering down the brand or something. Cause I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think there's ever been a rapper on Vogue. Like,
maybe that's why they did it. They wanted to be the first. Or maybe they thought that they was gonna actually get that shot, you know?
Maybe they thought it would work in the other reverse favor. You know how the internet be. Oh, we love it so much. Vogue decided to actually print up this copy, a limited edition.
Right.
Nope.
That's crazy.
So there's a court hearing scheduled for November 22nd, where both sides are going to be able to present their cases. I don't think Drake and them stand a chance. They're going to have to cough up that $4 million, two from 21 and two from Drake.
They got it. Trust me, they got it.
There's even a fake picture of Drake and Anna Wintour inside of this fake magazine.
What?
Yeah, they thought this was a good idea. Yikes.
You think they asked, or you think they just did it?
They definitely just did it, I feel.
Because they could have asked and then got a no and did it anyway.
Because that's even more a reason to file a lawsuit. If you ask and I told you nah, and then you still did it. Like,
right.
In that case, you asking for a lawsuit.
And they could have asked to get her. They could have asked to get that picture or whatever, or put her in the video, and she probably was like, darling, no.
Not on my watch.
You don't clearly don't have enough money. And maybe she charged them $4 million and they were like, hell no, $4 million. Now we're gonna do it ourselves.
We're gonna get it anyway.
And now they suing for $4 million. Matter of fact, maybe it was three, maybe it was two. So they said, all right, you ain't wanna give us two, now we take it four.
Double it up.
And you did it behind our back, now we take it four.
Man, oh man. Hopefully this album is doing good to help pay for this lawsuit and recoup some of these monies. Because I don't see them winning this.
I heard Ice Spice song Bikini Bottom is doing better than the album.
I did see a post about that as well. I think it was in terms of like
I don't know how true it is though.
Right. Yeah, me either.
I don't know how true it is.
Wow. And you know he dissed Ice Spice on this album along with Megan. We spoke about it last week. I can't remember what he said about Ice. I would have to look it up. But she was one.
He said you thought I was filling you.
Something was said.
But why did what did she do to him?
Apparently, a lot of people who didn't do anything to him wasn't safe. Like, I don't think Meg did anything to him. She got it.
Serena Williams' husband.
Right. So,
what is going on, Dre? He want to be the new 50? He want to be the new 50?
He wanted to ruffle some feathers. And maybe that's why he caught her loss, because he was going to be going at all of the hers. Well, Serena Williams' husband is a he, but I don't know. Who knows what's going on over there? What was going on in that studio?
Mm.
It's provocative. It's going to get the people talking.
No, it's not.
All right, let's move on. What else are we talking about? What's hot in these blogs? Adidas will continue to sell Ye's designs.
Adidas
without the Yeezy name. Talk about disrespectful. What do you think about
that? I'm gonna answer your question with a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, if Adidas does that and they were to release the Wave Runners
mm-hmm.
in stores, but not call them Yeezy Wave Runners, just mm-hmm. Adidas. Wave Runners, would you cop?
Absolutely not.
The OGs?
Absolutely not.
Oh, well, all right. What about the blue and white ones that you like?
I'm still feeling away about the White Lives Matter t-shirt, so I'm going to say absolutely not.
But it's not him selling it. It's them selling it. So you're basically not supporting him. It's Adidas.
So, all right, I'll put it like this. So I do feel away about Ye and his actions, and I don't want to support currently. But I also don't want to support the brand that's going to steal from this man, steal his designs and give it. What's the difference from that and AliExpress or DHgate?
Right.
Like, because they do it all the time and it might say Yeezy spelled backwards or something, or it might not have
no, they only do that. You know, I meant to tell you, they only do that on the website. Most they only do that on the website. And they,
I don't know, because I seen a YouTube video. This guy did a review on these.
Yeah, that's why I said most times.
And that's just said blah man. Blah man. So my thing is, what's the difference between buying those are basically knockoff Yeezys at this point?
They fake.
Would you buy them?
This ain't about me, okay?
And they're gonna be the same price. Them shits better be $50.
This ain't about me, okay?
Because I'm not.
What if you go on some into like Yeezys. A Marshalls and you see them in Marshalls? I would be fucking freaking out.
I mean,
I'm copping.
Honestly, though, Marshalls they have brands in there. They have name brands.
I know.
I'm still trying to figure out how it happens. I think my theory is a lot of like rejects, like the shit that they stitched wrong. The seamstress
right,
fucked this line up. So we're gonna send these defected ones over to Marshall. That's how I feel.
Marshalls, I don't I'm not Burlington. Too sure about the defects, but I know that, well, all of the stores that you're about to name, I know that sometimes the order was too much, you know. But like Century 21 definitely had like defects. But, you know, sometimes it's just like a over order.
Century 21.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be my store. That used to be my go-to.
Mm-hmm. I used to work there.
Me too. For like a week for me. I can't even remember what happened and why I got fired. Or I just quit. I can't remember.
But I can't even remember what happened.
I remember I got hired on the spot. I remember that much. I went in for an interview and got hired on the spot. And I was hyped. And I lasted a short while.
What did you do? Like, what did they
I really
have you?
Don't remember that part. I was on a register.
I did a register and I did the floor.
I remember having to put those hangers back. You know how you had the pile of hangers up? I remember that.
I did that too.
But
I did the coat. I was in the coat section and then I was in the women's section, the regular women's section, and I did the register.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're getting off.
But my brain cuts off the part that allows me to remember what happened after why am I not there no more? I can't remember.
I just left. And he told me if I leave that I can't come back.
But yeah, we got off subject a little bit. So Adidas, back to Adidas, selling these, I feel like they wilding is disrespectful. We get it, y'all own the designs. Mm-hmm. Under the agreement y'all had, y'all own future releases and colorways and stuff. But Ye apparently owns the Yeezy brand. So this is why they're going to release it without it saying Yeezy. And it's like, y'all wildin'. And any Ye fans seem to be so diehard, right?
Mm-hmm.
They better not buy these sneakers. They better not.
Because what if they come out with some off-the-wall ridiculous flash it.
They better and not. Then, your loyalty should be with your man, Ye.
Right.
At the end of
so
the
it's
day.
Like a lose-lose situation because he doesn't get to live off of that bread.
He could still release, though. He could still release, create a new design and release, you know?
Without the Adidas sign.
Yeah.
He could recreate without the design. Oh, can he?
Yeah, he can.
Mm.
He can. But yeah, we his fans, see. This is going to be a test for them because y'all sold Yeezy, yay, and selling out every time something dropped. Y'all got to show that loyalty to that man. If y'all with him, be with him. Now, if you're not with him, you could buy the unbranded ones. But if you're with him, you got to be with him because this is ridiculous. How y'all cutting ties and then throwing out there the fact that they're about to sell save over $300 million in royalty payments and marketing fees because they ain't got to pay this
save money. Oh shit,
like stop playing.
That's they play too much.
Someone said boycott Adidas, no one wants Yeezy without Yeezy.
Right,
these are comments on social media and that's what it got to be.
So we can't wear our old shit either?
I mean, you can. Okay. You paid your money. Definitely don't burn it like that idiot did in Florida.
Oh, no, I ain't burning my
like, because what are you doing? Like, Ye already pocketed what you spent on those. What are you gaining by burning them shits?
They just feel like they don't want to support him no more, so they're not going to wear his stuff.
I only own one pair of Yeezys. I wanted more. I was this close to buying more before he started his shit. But, yeah.
I have a few things.
Yeah. I got to tell you about something, too, off air when we're done with the podcast regarding the Yeezy slides. But let's move on to... this is going to be quick. Chris Rock becoming the first comedian to perform live on Netflix. So, you know, Netflix is usually just streaming. You go on there and you could play something. But apparently soon you're going to be able to watch live things, and they're giving your boy the torch to be the first. What do you think?
I mean, he's a legend.
That part.
He's a legend. So I think he deserves it. What you think?
Yeah, definitely. If anybody, him, the top comedians, in my opinion, and black comedians, is him, is Dave Chappelle, is Kevin Hart. Those probably the only three, really.
I think there's a lot of black
comedians, don't get me wrong, but I'm talking about the top ones.
They should have started with Dave Chappelle. But then that would have been so typical. Like, that's what we expect. Yeah.
But and Dave Chappelle already got specials on Netflix. He got a deal with them already. So, yeah, it would have been like...
Did we talk about that? Are we talking about that?
What?
Dave Chappelle on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah. We weren't, but we can. But
I didn't
let me just...
see it, but I heard. But that...
Yeah, me either. Just to finish up with Chris... Netflix released a statement that Chris Rock is one of the most iconic and important comedic voices of our generation. We are thrilled the entire world will be able to experience a live Chris Rock comedy event and be a part of next Netflix history. This will be an unforgettable moment, and we're so honored that Chris is carrying his torch. So it's expected to be early next year.
So
maybe he'll finally officially address Oscars gate.
Will gate.
Slap gate. I mean, if not anywhere else, why not on this historic night?
Man, I want to know too what he felt, what happened.
I want to know.
When he went home, like, what did he do? Was he popping shit? Like, I should have did this. I should have did that. Like,
you know how it be, right? Facts. He definitely had that. He went through that phase for at least a week after that. Should have. He was in the shower arguing with himself for sure.
I should have.
It's
always like that.
For sure. What was I going to say? I was just going to say something. I lost my train of thought. Can't remember. It was something about when you said you want to know what he was thinking. I don't know. It wasn't important. But yeah, let's talk about Dave Chappelle real quick.
Okay.
I didn't see it either.
Did you watch it? We can't really talk about it. Yeah, it would be the best time to talk about it because next week it'll be
old
news. So let's talk about it. Let's get into it.
Let's get into it. So Dave is scheduled to be hosting SNL this week. There was rumors that some of the writers was not feeling the choice. And they were saying even boycotted the writer's room. Because, you know, apparently they meet up a week before or whatever, 2 weeks before, and they write these jokes out collectively.
Right.
And some writers, it was reported that they wasn't feeling it. So they opted out.
So what's going on? Are they going to cancel Dave Chappelle?
Clearly, he's still hosted. And so I guess them two, three writers, whoever boycotted, ain't have no type of impact. It was just an off day for y'all, an off week. But Dave and his people said that they didn't see or hear anything about this. They said the writer's room was filled. So I don't know. Maybe they brought in the backup. So
I want to see the video.
The clip, though, that I seen and what made me want to...
People were pissed.
Were they? Because I got to see the rest, because I'm going to tell you what I seen. I'm going to I don't know if you've seen this clip, but it was a clip from the opening monologue, and he was talking about Jewish people. Yeah. And the audience was laughing. So I don't know what all he said, but what I seen in the little 15 seconds, it was pretty funny. He talked about like being friends with Jewish people growing up, and you know, the holidays they have, how they can't like hang out and do certain things on certain days and stuff like that. He said it in a way funnier way, but it wasn't like disrespectful, the little clip I seen, but I'm curious because I know he probably walked the line of.
Well, you know, Dave Chappelle be saying shit that nobody wants to say.
Right.
So he'd be like, I dare you to cancel me.
I know a lot of people, I mean, I'm sure they approved these jokes before he went out there. But I know a lot of people watching was probably like on pins and needles, like, wait, what's he gonna say?
Right.
As soon as he mentioned that topic, like, wait, what's going on?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna pull it up. I'm sure it's on YouTube. So we can see how it went down. I'll send it to you if I find it. But let's move on. Talk about Jerry Springer. The show that had all of us, even though you like to say it was just me, in the chokehold when we were younger. When we were teens, young teens growing up, Jerry Springer used to come on at what, 10, 11 o'clock in the morning? Mm-hmm. That show had us in the chokehold. It was the realest TV talk show ever. That was our reality TV before reality TV.
Right.
It was so crazy.
It was so crazy because niggas really would stay at home just to watch that.
Yeah, because, I mean, we have DVR, so we have to be our own DVR. That class going to wait. We got to see this episode.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we are the way that we are.
Yo, it used to be... It used to be some shit. There's some episodes... I know you got one that stands out in your mind, because I do. I can't be the only one.
I don't know if you realize, but a lot of up-and-coming celebrities did that show.
No, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, there was a lot of up-and-coming celebrities on that show.
So a listener said they don't know about the realest. A lot of it seems staged. Later on...
Yeah, show that, though.
Later on, yes. Like, in, like, the past, like, what? 10 years or so... It started to become staged, but the times that I was watching when we were teens, I think all of that was real. That was real. They was really fighting.
Right.
They was really going in. And then I think it got too real to where they started like faking it.
They started being in the fighting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I remember where they had to, like, couldn't even finish the show. This one episode in particular where soon as the guest came out, she wanted to confront, I want to say it was like a trans person or something on the show. And this guest, a viewer wanted to confront them, I guess, about their lifestyle or whatever. And soon as this person sat down, bruh, that person mollywopped them and they couldn't even finish the show. Like, I would never forget it. I still try to find that episode to this day. She came out. As soon as she came out, she said, "Freak hoes." And as soon as she sat down, she said, "Boop, bink,
but
bink,
don't,
bink."
Did you ever
bink.
Notice how everybody used to always wear the same style?
Nah.
They always had the same style. A dress with a belt on the waist and carrying the heels. Like, They have definitely had wardrobe that
you over here looking at the fashions. I'm the looking at the fights.
What about?
But yeah, they had to go to commercial. Like, yeah. Jerry was it. But anyway, the reason why we talk about it is Jerry is apologizing, and he said basically that he ruined the culture of talk TV. I mean, it's like fun trying to say that now. You done been, you know, you've been still, when Jerry still come on, right? Or it just ended. Like, your man still was airing.
Nah, Jerry is on.
2018 was the last year. That was just 4 years ago.
He's a judge now. He's a judge now.
Okay. As late as 2018, this man's show is still on air. And now you want to say what you're saying? But Jerry said, he apologized. He said, I'm so sorry. He said, what have I done? He said, I ruined the culture. He said, I just hope hell isn't that hot because I burn real easily. I'm very light complected and that kind of worries me. He said, I'm just a schlub who got lucky.
That's crazy that he can actually sit there and admit that right now.
I even had the board game. I had the Jerry Springer board game.
You loved Jerry Springer.
Jerry.
Love that show.
Yeah, that's crazy. You did your thing for a while, Jerry. Don't feel bad. I don't think you ruined the culture. Well, I think a lot of shows tried to do what you or wish they could have do what you did, and they couldn't get it.
Yeah, they couldn't get it.
Your man Steve even got a spinoff. Remember, Steve was the bodyguard. Then he ended up security. Then he ended up getting his own show. You changed the game.
Then he had his own drama.
I'm unfamiliar.
I think he was driving drunk or something like that.
Yikes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so anyway. That's Jerry. Let's move on. Last but not least, the midterms. I'm not going to throw you under the bus, but I expressed the importance of the midterm elections and why this I feel was in a lot of ways more important than the presidential election. Cause you know the midterms vote for like your senators and mayors, governors, a lot of the like local politicians. And these are the people who can really like move the needle when it comes to like laws and passing stuff. Before it even gets to the president's desk, these people got to agree on it and whether they're going to pass it or not. And if they're against it and they got the majority vote in this building in Congress, it's over. It seemed like a lot of people get it, but a lot of people still don't get how important it is. But the good news is the Democrats have maintained control of the Senate. It's the same way it was for the past two years or so. It was 50-50, if I'm not mistaken. And when it's 50-50, the vice president has the tiebreak vote, which is Kamala Harris. So we got control, you could say, because of that reason. They're still waiting to determine the House, who's going to control the House. You know, the House is like 300 and something members, and you got to have 218 seats in order to have the controlling vote. I haven't checked in a while to get an update on how it's looking, but yeah, it's still up in the air who's going to control that part. But so far, so good. Your girl Stacey Abrams in Georgia lost, though. But again, I'm not going to throw you under the bus.
But you keep saying that. Because I'm waiting for you. That's why I'm like, I'm waiting. Like, I'm waiting for you.
Nah, I know you wasn't. I know you wasn't home. I know you wasn't home, and you didn't get to do your thing on that. But it's not like your one thing would have made her. I'm not gonna say nothing. But yeah, that happened. there's a lot of runoffs though that's going on, even one out here that okay. We're waiting the results for. They got like over 1 million mail-in ballots that they're still counting.
Yeah,
that's still for the mayor out here. It's a tight race. Hopefully the person I voted for, Karen Bass, comes victorious in it. Georgia got a runoff with their peoples. We'll see what happens with that. I think it's in December.
Yeah.
A listener said you can vote during the runoff in Georgia. Oh yeah, because that's another thing. You gotta re-vote. So hopefully everybody who, you know, even if you didn't vote, or even if you voted, hopefully the people go back out and vote. You know, because some people may get lazy or something and not.
Yeah.
Go back out, or it's, you know, or some people who didn't vote and see how close it is and they want their mans in, they gonna be like, oh nah, we gotta get out there, come on, this is our chance to. So it's important. So no,
we gotta get out there.
We gotta get out there. But yeah, so fat shouts to everybody who you know voted, and we was able to maintain control of the Senate, and we're gonna see what happens with the House. But midterms, yeah, it's important. You got anything you want to talk about before we do what blows?
No,
it's one off. Okay, all right. So, first off, do you have anything for what blows?
Yeah.
Let's get it. We still working on the theme song.
I'm not sure. But yeah. Oh, man. No, these people is blowing mine right now. So.
What blows mine is the part of the show we say we can send our skin, what irks our nerves. What's that one thing people do that just have you like, bro? Really? We're going to kick it off with Judy Blue. Take it away.
My mother and my sister blows mine. They talk so loud, like shut up.
Did you tell them that you were doing a podcast right now?
No, like what are
you? So then, how you expect them to talk in their inside voice if you ain't even give them the heads up?
If y'all gonna fight, then fight. That's how we feel when like Chinese people be talking so loud. Like,
yeah.
If y'all go fight, then fight. Like,
and a lot of times it be sounding aggressive, and especially if you're speaking in another language, it be sounding aggressive.
Yeah. When I go to the Africans and I'll be like, what? I'll be wanting to say, what the fuck are you talking about? What are you saying? If you
want to
fight, then fight.
Yo, I low key, like going to like the nail salon, even I be wanting to pull out my phone and do the translator, but I just don't know what language they're speaking. I'm gonna find out one day. I'm gonna just ask them casually. I'm asking them casually, like, what language is that? Just so I could pull it up and
it could be anything.
Eavesdrop on my translator app. Because it picks up, and then I'm going to know exactly what they're saying.
It could be anything. They're going to be dissing the shit out of your foot.
Would you say something if you understood and they don't know you understand and they say something about you?
Yes. Because sometimes when I don't understand, I'll be like, what he said?
What he said? Translate.
What he said? Oh, because this let the last time I went and got my nails done in Georgia, the lady, I don't know where she's from, but she just kept saying, like, nice toenail, nice toenail. Nice toenail. Like she was loving my big toenail. Like she was loving it. And I'm like, why does lady love my toenail? Like, what the fuck? That's crazy.
So that brings me to something that blows my mind, actually. If you only speak in your language and I'm in the room, mm-hmm. I'm fine. That's cool. But if you're speaking English and then you just throw in a sentence or two in Spanish, for instance, it makes me feel a way. And I feel like, why you couldn't, you was just talking English all this time. What is that sentence? Does that not translate to English? Or are you saying something that you don't want me to understand? And that blows mine. Because why is all English except these two sentences?
I know what my mother's talking about me. And I don't know why she don't think that I don't understand, but she'll have like certain people that she talks to. She starts just talking, like the whole conversation will be in Spanish.
Mm.
I'll be like, and who is that? That's
because they better not speak no English. That got to be the reason, because otherwise.
And who is that? And who is you talking about me to? Like. Don't be talking in Spanish like I'm not gonna understand. The fuck?
I remember that happened to you in the elevator once, right? Where somebody was saying something.
No, that happened to my mother.
Oh, it's your mom's. I thought it was you.
Yeah, they was like, why should you grab her ass? And she was like, yeah, I did, you motherfucker.
Wow.
They didn't know she was Spanish, yeah.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got for what blows. If you have anything else.
You ain't even have nothing. That was mine.
Yeah, I said when somebody's speaking another language or speaking English the other language, two sentences.
You did say that.
That blows my mind.
You just say that.
So let me just check if we got any more responses to the question of the day before we raise up. Instagram, Van Guyan, because question of the day to repeat it is, could you be in a relationship with someone who checks your phone? So Van Guyan on Instagram said, if his finger's not longer than mine, not, I don't have nothing to hide. What in the not English is your first language? Yeah, I don't know what that's saying. And then Dr. Patricia said, not if he's sneaking around. That's a trust issue. I don't hide my phone from my partner. That's how I feel. I agree. That's the same thing I said, doctor. My shit is open. You can know my code. All that. Just don't check my shit while I'm in the shower. Scrolling through the text messages.
Let's see. I wouldn't do it. Kind of simple. If it's because you don't trust me, no. But if it's just regular... All right, like, answer that for me. But it'd be so funny because people be so quick to give their password, like I said, to their friends. But as soon as they intimate, their partner be like, what's the password? And you be dead with your friend, like, bitch, you better remember it because I'm not going to tell you again.
Just change it. Tell her and then change it after you tell her.
I don't know.
But yeah, that's a lot. Stacy said, what blows hers is Uber Eats and Postmates fees. I agree.
What?
The fees for Uber Eats and Postmates.
Oh, right. It'd be like $20 for burgers.
As soon as you hit checkout, the shit jumped to 40. Like, what happened?
Right.
What?
Right.
What the fuck is that? Yeah. That alone stops me so many times from spending my bread on Uber Eats. I'd be tempted. I'd be like, all right, I don't feel like going nowhere. I open that app. I add the stuff to the cart. And then when I press total and that shit double, I'm like, nah, y'all wildin'. I get $5.
I'm not doing that.
Charge me $5. I get it. But y'all wildin' with all that extra stuff. It'd be a delivery fee, a driver fee, a app fee, save the planet fee. It's like, chill.
Let me not save the planet fee.
Then you have to tip.
Yeah. And then, exactly. And then if you don't tip them right, they're going to eat this shit on the way.
Yeah.
Word up.
I can't do it. They got to fix that because it's like, it's too much. Like, y'all wilding. Nice. I don't know if y'all noticed too, by the way, sometimes the food price in the app be more than if you were to go to the restaurant.
Yeah, that too.
It'd be like a dollar or two more sometime.
That too.
Y'all trying to get money all around. Yeah, that'll humble that wallet and be like, nah, let me cook. Let me go in this kitchen. Because it's not even that I don't got it. I just feel it's ridiculous to pay double my order just to get the shit delivered.
I told you, I ordered from Wendy's one time and it was like $50. What? $50?
Yo. My mom's, because I'm going to ask her about this next time I call her, but I got my mom's, her email is attached to my phone, right? So I see when she get emails. So when she ordered from Uber Eats, I see the receipt pop up. Tell me why she spent $60 for Subway. Not the $5 footlongs. What are we doing?
What? They're not even $5 no more.
Yeah, clearly. But I gotta ask her. I was gonna text her, but I'm like, nah, she a grown ass woman. Well, I'm about to check her. Like, yo, would you spend $60 or something?
I'd be doing that to my mother too, because I'm connected to her too.
Like, nah. So I got it. Next, when I call her, I'm gonna speak to her today. I'm gonna be like, ma, really? Because I don't know how many sandwiches you bought, but $60 in Subway, never have I ever. Like, bruh, that's a waste of money, honestly.
Mm-mm.
It's beyond paying for convenience.
Yeah. Well, I ain't doing it. I refuse to do DoorDash. If it's like a bunch of us and we all in the house chilling, whatever, okay, cool, but not no on no regular day. No.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different if you splitting it with people, it helps. Right. You know. A listener says pretty much pointless now to use that app, haven't used it in a while. It's crazy. It's true. It's true. But let's get ready to wrap this thing on up.
All right.
Thank you guys for tuning in. However you're tuning in, you've been listening to Hollywood and Friends. Judy Blue, let them know where they can find you.
Judy.Blue on Instagram, here every Sunday at the same time. YouTube, you know, whatever.
and all that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Follow me on Instagram at I Am Hollywood. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, actually, I Am Hollywood. You can follow the podcast page at Hollywood and Friends on Instagram. And if you're on Facebook, Hollywood and Friends Radio. And follow our producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. BLU is how you spell blue. And that's it. We appreciate you for listening. at our new time, 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Deuces.
Round of applause, it's your big night, you've been waiting for this. You got your dress picked, your shoes right, your jewelry flawless. New names in your call list, thought I'd never know all this. Took a risk just to play that role, must have took a whole lot of courage. Damn, sure know how to work a room, baby, ooh, you a star. Then make it home right for dinner time, where'd you study at, Juilliard? You so gifted, no audition, must be chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is, look, they called your name. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Don't be so shocked now, you earned it. Can't even speak, you so nervous. Had your speech ready, your girl set to back you like a chorus. Chorus, alibi's just a noble lie. Ain't no need to apologize. Go ahead, baby, accept that shit. And look, this whole thing's televised.
Just so thankful.
I'm just so thankful you done got caught. For that jewelry maker was called. Cue that rapper music, cut it short. No audition, you so gifted. Heard you chasing after the fame. Well, the stage is set and the winner is, look, they called your name.
It's crazy.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, you played yourself. Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Congratulations.